Okay, here we go. Even though, I'm just like Patrick. I tend to believe. The world.
Evolves
around me.
I tend to believe.
My life. The people in my life.
Revolves
around me. And I wonder if it's true. Feels true. Am I not creating at all? That's what they teach us. Maybe. Just maybe. I could be open to the possibility. I am so much bigger. So much more complex. I am a gift. That is so much.
More
than I can perceive.
And I'm connected.
To the web of everything. In a way. That makes me small. Seemingly. Insignificant. And huge. All at the same time. The truth is. I'm nothing. And I'm everything.
I influence everything.
And I change nothing
by myself.
I am part of a complex whole.
That's hard to fathom.
Because I feel so focused, so intensely
in my experience
of me. And I wonder if it's true.
I wonder
if this really is.
Me.
At the center of creating.
Or if
I'm a small part.
An important part.
A really big part in my mind.
Of something so complex.
But I need to step back.
And when I began this journey.
Of living bigger than my ego, connecting to my spirit self, to my heart. I wonder if I knew to upgrade, to up level my perceptions also. I don't know what makes me. I know I'm complicated. I know I have triggers. That make zero sense. Like utensils.
And dishwashers.
Or expressions.
Or attitudes.
Even the way some people look. Even some sounds. There are even names I do not like. With no reason at all. I am complex.
And yet my perspective.
Of my identity.
Doesn't say so.
It says.
This is me.
I know what I'm doing. Or I don't know what I'm doing. But I should know. And I wonder if that's true. I wonder if that's true. And what if I have?
In all the healing work.
Agreed.
At some level.
To go beyond.
This life identity.
This ego identity.
This physical identity.
To heal. For the ancestors.
For past lives.
Minor others.
For future lives.
For other lives. I don't even know about. What if the guilt I feel? Isn't from this lifetime. Where would I go? What would I do? If I actually forgave everyone.
In this earth life.
What if I did forgive?
Every person.
In this lifetime.
Including me.
Would Would I go push?
Would I go push?
Would I self-combust? Would I be an enlightened saint? Would I levitate? Glow in the dark? Would I be done? Would there be no stress? Would I be kind? Patient? All-knowing? Or would there just be another layer? Would there be many layers? Would I be connected? Through my heart. Through my mind. To many other lives. Consciously.
Unconsciously.
What I literally affect.
Mass consciousness.
Without knowing how. Nelson Mandela.
In a prison.
Had such a big effect.
As my physical body.
My memory bank.
My personality.
My ego.
Just one version.
Of a self.
Of confinement.
Of limitation.
Or my heart.
My spirit. Such a far-reaching experience.
Gift.
Contribution.
What if?
I've done a lot of my own work.
What if I've done all my own work?
And now I'm playing.
At other levels.
Past life levels.
Ancestry level.
Genetic levels.
Mass consciousness level.
Friends.
Family members.
Colleagues.
Culture.
Generational.
Levels.
What if there's so much more?
And could I like it?
Or would it always freak me out? And maybe only my response.
Is a habit.
What if it's true?
The sadness I always felt.
That was ever so much bigger.
Than me.
Really is.
Bigger than me.
What if I said?
I really will.
Heal.
Change.
Transform.
So much.
That is bigger than me.
Oh, I wouldn't have done that.
Wouldn't they have warned me?
That's a long life.
It would be easier.
To stay unconscious.
What if I'm morphing?
Other people's hostility.
Impatience.
Triggers.
When I've healed all my own.
Well, that would just suck.
I don't want to do that.
I don't know why.
I morph their sadness.
Their happiness.
Their celebration.
Their joy.
I morph.
I take into my body.
I take into my experience.
What they celebrate.
What they grieve.
Why wouldn't I?
Play at a whole new level.
Where I'm clearing.
Healing.
Witnessing.
Experiencing.
Experiencing with consciousness.
All the old patterns.
Of all of us.
I don't think I said yes to that job.
Maybe I did say yes to that job.
Maybe because of my compassion.
My empathy.
My desire.
My desire for compassion.
For empathy.
I've opened a door.
I wasn't expecting. And the truth is,
the human ego
is limited.
It can only
relate relate to things.
It knows.
And it's told me such a good story. That if I would follow this path. I would live in bliss. Which is really a funny thing. Egos don't like bliss. Or peace.
Or joy.
Because they can't measure it.
Ego.
To exist.
Need things.
Can measure. Compare.
And way.
And happiness. Peace on earth. Really isn't. A common thing. Maybe I'm contributing. Not by morphing other stuff. Not by filtering.
Experiencing.
Witnessing.
With consciousness.
Maybe I'm just pushing.
Pushing.
Against the limits.
And in that pushing.
I naturally bounce back.
Into the old patterns.
So I can push again.
Ever expanding.
The limits.
Of the human experience.
And the truth is. Humans don't have experience. Not real experience. With peace.
With happiness.
With ease.
It hasn't been done on earth.
Not for any prolonged period. Maybe I'm pushing against that boundary. And pushing against that boundary. Looks exactly like this. I get to be highly involved. I get to have a magical touch. And then I get to be a bitch. All in the same lifetime. Maybe it means. I get to contribute. At a really high level. And then I get to overeat. And feel fat. And disgusted with myself. And maybe it means.
I can be unconditional love.
For someone who needs it.
And then.
I can be stuck.
Wallowing.
In odd self-doubt. That doesn't feel right.
Maybe this is what enlightenment really is.
When you don't leave the planet. Or live on a park bench. Maybe this is the boundary we're pushing.
Always pushing. Always expanding.
How do we live? In a higher frequency.
In a heart frequency.
With a human mind.
A human personality.
A human body. And a bunch of annoying human beings.
In our face.
Maybe this is exactly what the journey looks like.
And I want to talk to my ego.
And I want to say, This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And I want to go. For the whole run. And it might take an entire lifetime.
For this marathon.
And sometimes. I'll have pain.
And shin splints. And sprains.
And sometimes I'll stop running.
And start again.
And I don't know what it's supposed to look like.
Because it's never been done before.
And wouldn't it be nice? If I could lovingly, compassionately see me. Living it. Day in and day out. With all the hormones.
With all the hormones.
All the memories.
All the memories.
All the triggers.
All the triggers.
All the humanness.
All the humanness.
If I could see me living it.
If I could see me living it.
And be impressed.
And be impressed.
Even when.
Even when.
I'm embarrassed.
I'm embarrassed.
I want to be.
I want to be.
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love.
For the human version.
With the human version.
Of me.
Of me.
I want to know.
I want to know.
I'm worthy.
I'm worthy.
Of my acceptance.
Of my acceptance.
Even when.
Even when.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Behavior.
Behavior.
The triggers.
The triggers.
The situation.
The situation.
The circumstance.
The circumstance.
The responses.
The responses.
I want to remember.
I want to remember.
Is being human?
Being human.
It's really bizarre.
Really,
we spend more time unconscious.
We spend more time unconscious.
And not just sleeping.
And not just sleeping.
Then we do awake.
Then we do awake.
And now that I'm awakening more.
And now that I'm awakening more.
And witnessing the unconsciousness.
And witnessing the unconsciousness.
I want to love me anyway.
I want to love me anyway.
I want to accept me anyway.
I want to accept me anyway.
I want to know.
I want to know.
Ease.
Ease.
With all of me.
With all of me.
I want to believe.
I want to believe.
That if it's happening in my experience.
That if it's happening in my experience.
It's of service.
It's of service.
Not a step back.
Not a step back.
Not a mistake.
Not a mistake.
But there is a point.
But there is a point.
There is a benefit.
There is a benefit.
And it's okay.
And it's okay.
And it is right.
And it's right.
And it is appropriate.
And it's appropriate.
To trust me.
To trust me.
Finding it.
Finding it.
Breath.